Okay, Parshas Mishpat Mishchosh Adar. Let's ask two questions. So the first question is, when if we look in the sixth Parsha Perek of Yom Pasuk Zayin, so the Torah says, "Midvar Sheker Tirchak," asks the Mefarshim, when it comes to all the other bad things a person should do, it doesn't say we should distance ourselves from it. So why is it specifically when it comes to the Midah of Sheker, are we told to distance ourselves from it? That's the first question. And the second question is Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's Parshas Mishpatim. So what's the connection between the two? What's the connection between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Parshas Mishpatim? So perhaps to explain the significance of Midvar Sheker Tirchok. So we know the Gemara Maseches Shabbos teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chosmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence in a certain sense is that of truth. So what falsehood is the exact, it's the diametric opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore perhaps the Torah is specifically telling us to distance ourselves from falsehood, because if we even come close to falsehood, then in a certain sense we're completely undermining and going against the very existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midvar Sheker Tirchok, the Torah is warning us we have to distance ourselves from falsehood, because when we distance ourselves from falsehood, then we essentially, in a certain sense, are coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Elohim Emes. And perhaps this is really the connection and significance of Adar. The Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim teaches, says, Rosh Dvarcha Emes, so that's Rosh Tevos, Rosh is Resh, Dvarcha Dalet, Emes is Aleph, which is spelled backwards, it's Resh Dalet Aleph, spelled backwards is Adar. Because what's Adar? It's the final month of the year. The months begin in the month of Nisan, it concludes in Adar. But the significance of the month of Adar is that it's Rosh Dvarach Emes. It's Megal, it's revealing that the Rosh is Emes. So what's the Rosh? The first month, according to the Torah, is the month of Nisan. That was the month that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. That was the month that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Jewish people in existence. So the significance of the month of Adar is that the month of Adar contained the destruction of Amalek, contained the destruction of Haman. But that just was proving that the Rosh of Emes, that the enemies of the Jewish people, they're trying to destroy us. But in the month of Adar, it's just being Megala, the ultimate Bechiras Yisrael, that the Bechiras Yisrael, which occurred originally in the month of Nisan, that's ultimately ongoing, and that's the true Emes of the world. We know Rashi, that the purpose of the world is for Klal Yisrael, that we're the true Emes in this world. So the idea, the connection between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas and Chodesh Adar, in one sense, is that Parshas Mishpatim, we're told about the significance of the value of staying away from falsehood, and the significance of the month of Adar, it's the month of Rosh Dvarach Emes, it's the month which proves the truth of the world, the truth of the Jewish people, and that we're the real deal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately chose us in Nisan, and then month of Adar, that comes into fruition when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the enemies. So right now, we're living in a time when there's much falsehood in the world, and especially coming from our enemies, coming from Hamas, coming from the UN, they're spreading many lies about the Jewish people, but we know the Rosh Dvarach Emes, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and that was the ultimate Emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and that's ultimately going to be the Emes, which is going to endure, hopefully, in this month of Adar, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Haman, and those who were trying to destroy us many thousand years ago in Adar, so hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow Klal Yisrael to overcome and destroy those who are trying to destroy us right now.